Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. Ben Bella Books, the publisher of China Study, has just signed an agreement with me to publish my next book called Food Over Medicine, which will be released next year at the same time as Colin Campbell's new book, which will be called Whole. So some of you have asked me when that book was going to come out. It says it's essentially written. It has to go through the editorial process and also the preparation for marketing process, which is why it takes a long time for books to come to market. But in any case, early next year, Food Over Medicine will be available through Ben Bella Books and in a bookstore close to you. So on for today's message. According to a presentation at the Endocrine Society's 94th annual meeting in Houston, two new blood tests to measure vitamin D levels were often inaccurate. This is an important finding, since health professionals have latched on to the idea that most people are vitamin D deficient and that measuring vitamin D levels and prescribing supplements is a good idea. Now, the evidence doesn't support this thinking, but that's never really gotten in the way of a good marketing campaign to sell something, including diagnostic tests and supplements or drugs or anything else to the American public. In response to demand, companies have developed automated immunoassays for serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D, a precursor for vitamin D. And one of the problems is that while this test is recommended, there really is no set standard for measuring the precursor levels. Researchers in this particular situation analyzed the results of the new tests in 163 randomly selected samples. The testing was developed by Abbott Laboratories and Siemens Diagnostics, and the researchers performed the tests according to the instructions provided by the manufacturers. The results were then compared to a third method for measuring 25-hydroxyvitamin D called liquid chromatography tandem mass spectrometry, isn't that a mouthful, which the researchers determined was more definitive. This test was performed by Quest Diagnostics. Now, the results were, in 40% of the specimens tested with the Abbott Labs test and 48% of the specimens tested using the Siemens test, the sizes of the errors ranged from 60 to 80%. Now, the maximum allowable error for 25-hydroxyvitamin D is plus or minus 25%. Both of the new tests grossly overestimated vitamin D deficiency. Well, my take on all of this is vitamin D is the latest craze embraced by health professionals who are looking for magic bullets to address health issues. The enthusiasm for vitamin D testing and the prescribing of supplements is driven by the well-documented fact that most health professionals are unable to accurately evaluate statistical information and translate that information into appropriate approaches for patients. And I've spoken about this before, and if you don't believe me, there was an article just a month or two ago in the Archives of Internal Medicine that documented the inability of most doctors, 74%, to evaluate accurately statistical information. The misunderstandings about vitamin D are perpetuated by an inability to differentiate between observation and correlation versus cause and effect relationships. Vitamin D is not the only substance that's been overhyped. Another one is omega-3 fatty acids. The omega-3 craze was built around this same inaccurate thinking. Now, I fully acknowledge that there are people who do have vitamin D deficiencies. I want to make that very clear. And that vitamin D supplementation may be appropriate or helpful for those people. But there is little evidence to support massive testing for the general public and supplementation as a means for addressing our weight and our health issues, which is the representation that is being made to justify all of this testing and prescribing of vitamin D supplements. And I have some real concerns over the safety of these supplements. And in the absence of clear benefit, I think we should be much more cautious. Now, I'm sure that this will invite a lot of criticism and debate, and criticism and debate is a good thing. In fact, if we had more of it going on in healthcare and we actually had people looking at some of the evidence, we'd probably have better healthcare for all. So that is all for now, and have a great day.